You are now tuned in to Asian Wave 101, your dedicated weekly source for the best and latest of Chinese and Korean pop music, as well as indie music, Asian entertainment news, and special features of talented Canadian artists. Every Wednesday from 4 p.m. to 5 p.m. for CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Asian Wave 101, your dedicated weekly source for some of the best and latest in Asian music and entertainment news. I'm your host, Steve Zhang, live in the city of Vancouver for CITR 101.9 FM from the UBC campus on unceded Musqueam territory. So I must apologize for my absence last week, but unfortunately some very urgent matters came up regarding work and school. It demanded my immediate attention, so I unfortunately had to take a bit of a leave of absence last week, but I am back now, and hopefully I'll be able to make it up to you with some great music this week. So up first on the show, EXO's Chen with Haze. Haze of Unpretty Rap Star Season 2 fame. Chen, of course, being one of the members of superstar boy band from South Korea, EXO. So the song is called Somta, or Lil Something. It's a collaboration between these two artists, and it's a funky disco-influenced sort of track. And we see with this song a sort of reversing of traditional roles. In these sorts of female and male collaborations in South Korea, oftentimes it's a male rapper paired with a female singer. But in this case, we have Chen singing, taking the male part, and Haze rapping on her part. And it's usually the other way around. You can actually hear Haze singing a bit on this track as well. So it deals with the concept of sum, which is a Korean word and a Korean concept, which is derived from English, sum or something. And it really signifies, it's used to represent kind of like something is going on between these two people, between two people who seem like a couple, but not quite. There's something going on. There's some chemistry, but it's unclear where their relationship really stands. They're going with the flow, and they find out later if they're compatible or not. This track is actually a very rare sound from K-pop music, and recently we've been hearing more and more of this kind of disco and funk influence sort of sound. Is this a revival? Perhaps it might be. That's coming up first on Asian Wave 101. Chen and Haze with Lil Something.
Oh,
That was Haze with Chen of EXO with Lil Something to deal with that sort of feeling of something being there but not quite. Something a little funky. And recently in all kinds of music, again, all over the world, this sort of old school funk disco sound has been coming back. Now this track, Lil Something, was released as part of SM Station, which is SM Entertainment, the label that represents Chen. It's their weekly release of a song. It's often sort of these slow, mid-tempo-ish, coffee house type ballad tracks. Then this one came up really out of nowhere, and it was like a breath of fresh air because it wasn't really keeping to that mold of being this coffee house track, because it was starting to get a little stale, if I might say so myself. They came in with this disco, it's upbeat, and it's just so much fun. So next up on Asian Wave 101, we have Jolin Tsai, Taiwanese pop diva, with Mi Huan, or Fantasy as it's called in English, released in 2012 on her album Muse. And this is a very empowering track. It's about love, a beautiful love, the sort of love that does not discriminate. And that emotion is not limited to just a certain number of people. This song is really encouraging people of all kinds of people, all sorts of people, to just go forth and love who you want to love and how you want to love. You're allowed to be free from judgment and the ignorance. And really, this song is more or less, it's advocating for LGBT rights and their rights to same-sex marriage and all of that. And honestly, this is one of my favorite songs from Jolin. It's very smooth production and just my favorite kind of EDM track. It's not as rapid and up-tempo as most EDM tracks can get. It sometimes gets a little jarring. This one kind of does it right. So that's Jolin Tsai with Fantasy coming up next.
Bye.
That was Jolin Tsai with Fantasy. Everyone has the right to love who they want, how they want. And music that is universe is that universal language. It's that one medium that no matter what language we seem to speak, it always communicates with us. And what better way to spread positivity than through just positive music? So this song is actually not the first one that Jolin has done, and it's not the only one that she's done kind of addressing this topic. If you want to go and take a look at that, you should check out her newest album, which was released late 2014, called Play. There are a few more songs similar to this one on that album. Moving on, though, the next track of the day, again from Taiwan, Alien Huang, singer-songwriter and entertainer who is known for having this really rock sort of style about him. And the song from him today is called 我来自那颗星, or I'm from the stars. And this song just really addresses, it has this message of being the most beautiful moment is now. What's in the present? Nothing else really matters. Nothing else that happened in the past. What will happen, it's now that matters the most. It's addressing, kind of almost talking about this otherworldly sort of amazing love that came down from the stars to bless this individual with its amazing grace. And saying how he actually takes this takes a moment to use the song and just say how amazing he is. It's in a very upbeat pop rock sort of style, which that particular sound is actually the domain of a select few within Chinese music. It's not an astounding musical accomplishment by all means, but it's also not very common to hear within Chinese language music. But it's very easy on the ears. It's a good change of pace from the usual ballads that we hear coming from that particular industry, and it's just something a little different. That's coming up next, Alien Huang with I'm From the Stars.
刻不被打扰，静止了心跳，就一秒。爱并不是一定非要得到，星星围绕，恒星闪耀，观测你有多好，不知道。
A stack of records here, a stack of records there. I got records scattered all over everywhere, but I'm looking.
Discorder Magazine has been supporting independent music for over 30 years, and it keeps on living by joining efforts with local music supporters such as Vinyl Records. You can find a selection of Vinyl Records' featured albums on the back cover of Discorder and can support your favorite local bands and artists by purchasing their records. For more information on their vast selection of new, used, and rare music, go to vinylrecords.ca.
Are you interested in human rights and social justice? Come check out Amnesty International UBC. We fight to stop human rights violations all over the world, including here in Canada. Our club hosts letter writing sessions, social events, documentary nights, bar fundraisers, and current events discussions on a bi-weekly basis. So keep your ears open and check out our Amnesty International UBC Facebook page for more information. We look forward to promoting human rights with you.
We are back live on Asian Wave 101, your dedicated weekly source for some of the best and latest in Asian music and entertainment news. If you're just joining us now, I'm your host, Steve Zhang, live in the beautiful city of Vancouver from the UBC campus on unceded Musqueam territory. So right before the break was Alien Huang's I'm From the Stars in his pop rock style. And it's funny that I mentioned that pop rock, again, is not a very common sound in Chinese music. And it's funny because I bring up his name, Alien. He actually chose that name to sort of set himself apart from some of his peers, and the fact that he kind of wants to do his own thing and kind of make a name for himself on his own terms and just being happy doing the things that he likes. So that's something to think about, isn't it? So next up, from right here, the true North, strong and free, our Canadian artist of the week, it's Rael, singer-songwriter, producer, and rapper, and a new track from his EP Muse, Take Time. And it features a transition from his previously more contemporary R&B-inspired sound into real classic sounds, some simple, snappy R&B and hip-hop sort of vibes. And the concept behind this album is that Muse was inspired by a girl he fell in love with, and for whatever situation, for whatever was happening, whatever the case might have been, he could not actually be with her. She left on a trip that took her to different parts of the world, and every track that is on the EP Muse is inspired by a different place that she visited. Now, he mixes some natural and background sounds in on the track, and that really helps propel the storytelling to give it a really sort of vinyl, sort of very classic feel. Now, this is something that I truly believe that we are lacking in urban music right now. So just a quick content warning, it does get a bit suggestive during the track. So let's sit back and enjoy Rael, Take Time. And after that, from South Korea, Block B with Toy.
You see how much they want to be in each other's arms? For us to dance together. I mean, really dance. That's how it has to be.
Oh, my God. change about it. No. She is a Spanish, but her hips get hypnotized. Yeah, on the spot, she's so hot. Let her rock, hold the clock. I tell you, I'll find you if you're trying to take it from me. So please don't let me pull out my clock. Click, clack, that hammer should go. Go home and let go. Fuck with my secto. I mean, I'm about to bring that girl to mama. Cause she knows she love her cookies. Spend a night up in my crib and in the morning about to boogie. Hold up. I know you like what you see. I'm thanking God that I'm the man you always want me to be. So let's be. Why don't we talk about it? We could always slide right under the sheets and make peace. So let's be. I fall in love too fast, but I'm gonna take my time with you, baby, with you, baby. Oh yeah, oh yeah. She say you fall in love too fast. I'm gonna take my time with you, baby, with you, baby.
That was Rael with Take Time from his EP Muse. We'll hear some more from Rael in a bit. And after that was Block B, Korean boy band Block B with Toy, their newest release off their newest EP, Blooming Period. It's not quite the Block B that we Korean music listeners are listened to. They're known for being wacky, crazy, and a little bit unusual whenever they're promoting their music. And this is anything but. They really break the mold as a boy band in South Korea. They do things that aren't very expected of the typical Korean pop boy band. But nonetheless, this is a very pleasant release. It's executed extremely, extremely well. And while it is a very slow song, it gains momentum. It started off with a little bit of restraint, kind of the softer rapping and the singing, and then it gradually builds up. It gathers its momentum, it gathers its tempo, and then it reaches that unforgettable chorus, of course, sung by main vocalist of Block B, Taeyeon, and it tells the story of being used, a toy for a woman. He's there for them. He comforts her. He cares for her. And then he's tossed aside just so easily, just completely disregarded after that. But the song actually goes further, and it addresses the acceptance of being used, the acceptance of being a toy. And they go on to sing about how it's better than nothing, and that their only hope is that the girl will remember at least that much in the future. So even the rappers sing a little bit on the track. If you remember, the second person to appear on the track, that was Park Kyung, and he is one of the rappers, and he did a little bit of singing too. So they're very multi-talented. So now it is once again that time of the week where we check out just some of the latest happenings to come out of the Asian entertainment world. It's time for Asian Entertainment News. Now, the first story that I have today is from South Korea. Cube Entertainment confirms departure of BEAST member Chang Hyun-sung. So Cube Entertainment announced via press release that boy band BEAST member Chang Hyun-sung is officially leaving the group. He will continue his career as a solo artist. In the press release, Cube says the group will continue as a five-member group following Chang's departure, with plans for a new release and activities in 2016. This announcement was made amidst some controversy surrounding Hyun-sung's recent behavior, allegedly an attitude problem, and what certain fans and online commenters claim is a lack of participation in group activities. Chang Hyun-sung himself has not yet addressed this new development. Now, if there's one thing that I've come to know during my time covering Asian entertainment news and Korean music and Chinese music, is that fans are very much dedicated, and haters themselves are just as dedicated, if not more so. So there is a video compilation that is available online, and allegedly this is a compilation of moments when Hyun-sung was not behaving appropriately, as certain online commenters would like to say. So there are arguments on both sides, one side saying that you really can't expect an entertainer to be completely happy all the time, while others may end up saying it's his job, so he should just simply suck it up and do good at what he's supposed to be doing. However you look at it, the fact is that, maybe if you would look at that and then you think about it a little more, the fact is that we really don't know what's going on in his life. Maybe maybe something is going on within his personal life and he's just not happy about it. So he maybe protests the fact that he has to be on stage during a difficult time, but his company makes him show up anyway. We really don't know what it is that he's going through. So it's a bit of a stretch to say that it's just simply an attitude problem and a lack of dedication to the group. But either way, he has not yet addressed the fact that he is leaving the group, but it has been officially confirmed that he is departing from the once six-member boy band BEAST, and he will continue on as a solo artist. So I will give you more updates as they become available. So for the last bit, it's not so much news in the conventional sense, but it is very important, especially to fans of Star Wars and martial arts flicks. So the trailer for Rogue One, A Star Wars Story, has been released, and it's been available for maybe about 2 weeks now. And of course, the biggest interest for fans of Asian entertainment is the fact that Donnie Yen and Jiang Wen are part of the cast. Both Donnie Yen and Jiang Wen are these complete superstars in Chinese cinema, Donnie Yen being easily the hottest martial arts star in Hong Kong and mainland China right now. Jiang Wen is an absolute cinema icon in mainland China. He's been in so many films. He's directed so many amazing award-winning films too. So having those two very big names in that film is it actually is quite a big deal. So the movie is set for a release this year in 2016. And there's, of course, reasonable excitement surrounding this movie. But I must express my disappointment because the trailer confirmed something that I thought would not actually be the case, because there were rumors floating around that Donnie would play a Jedi Knight, and I was so hoping that he would be a Jedi Knight, but again, they were only rumors, and it confirmed that those rumors really were just rumors, because in the trailer, he's not using a lightsaber, he's beating somebody up, he's beating up a stormtrooper with essentially a fighting staff. You know, we still get to see him do his martial arts thing in this movie, but it's a little bit disappointing to not be able to see him unleashing his martial arts prowess in conjunction with lightsaber fury. So that will be this week's Asian entertainment news. Tune back in next time when we cover some more news and some more headlines. But for now, we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we got more music on Asian Wave 101. Stay tuned.
Show your love for Discord and Magazine at our fundraiser at the ANSA Club on Saturday, April 23rd. We've got one epic night planned, with performances by Frog Eyes, Weird Candle, The Backhomes, Malcolm Jack, and Experience This, with special guest DJs and MCs to keep you dancing. There will also be a silent auction and a sale of exclusive back issues of Discorder magazine from the 1980s to now, with all proceeds supporting the publication and printing costs of your free independent Discorder magazine. Tickets are $10 for CITR members, $15 in advance on brownpapertickets.com, or $18 at the door. Head over to discorder.ca for all the information.
Tune into Post Rock Friday from 10 to 11 with your host John P for the best in post rock, drone, ambient, experimental, and noise.
We are back live on Asian Wave 101 for CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, Steve Zhang, live in Vancouver from the UBC campus on unceded Musqueam territory. Thank you so much for joining me on this beautiful Wednesday afternoon. Up next, I have some more music for your listening pleasure. And we're going to start it off with another track from Rael, our Canadian Artist of the Week. His latest release called Serpentine Fire. Again, it's in a very smooth, old-school style, well-polished, very slick, blending hip-hop and R&B stylings, bringing sort of that rawness of hip-hop and with the smooth R&B groove into something that's very jazzy, very laid-back, and very cool, to put it in the simplest terms possible. So this track was produced by Travis Graham, and again, a bit of a content warning on this one, there is a little bit of coarse language. So without further ado, it's Rael with Serpentine Fire.
Amazing frequent with all them bitches, but you know I don't look for that. I ain't spending up all my riches, but maybe money and love go the same way. Kind of complacent, but you should know me, I am a king to this damn thing. Not even phased from the shit you told me, cause I'm about it. Constant needing for attention, look how you dance in the light. I know you're longing for affection, but I can see in your eyes that you a killer. Scar, are you feeling that burn, baby? Oh, ain't the truest of the blue lights the one that bears the most, but you becoming not that red quarter. Still, I'll be there for you.
I need that some shit.
Constant needing
attention. Look how you dance in the light. I know you're longing for affection, baby, but I can see in your eyes that you're a killer.
That was Rael with Serpentine Fire, his latest release. Support our Canadian artists. Seriously, just do it. It's what we love doing here at CITR 101.9 FM. We always show love to fellow Canadians, our fellow Canadians out there doing the music and on the grind just all the time. Anyway, you can find out more about Rael and listen to more of his music on all of his social medias, YouTube, Facebook, SoundCloud, Twitter, all of that good stuff. Go and check him out some more. So we're going to move on to the next track, and this one is moving back across the Pacific to Hong Kong. And we have Gem, G-E-M, Get Everybody Moving, superstar Hong Kong pop singer with a pop slash sort of power ballad song called Blind Spot, which really shows her vocal strength and how she transitions so effortlessly from her softer treatment to those powering out those high notes. And the song is telling the story about how her love life didn't seem to work out and about how things never seem to go as planned. No matter how much you prepare or how you hope, there's always a blind spot. There's something that you always end up missing. And she takes this song and takes that time to sort of lament over the fact that through the entire course of a relationship, there was a special someone right there for her, but she took him for granted and she didn't realize just how much he cared and how much in the end he would mean to her. So that's something to think about, and that's coming up next on Asian Wave 101, Gem with Blind Spot.
Thank you.
That was Gem, Get Everybody Moving, G-E-M, with Blind Spot, lamenting over the fact that she took someone so special to her, that was so special to her, for granted, lamenting on the fact that he is no longer here. It's a very sad song, but of course, what shines the most is Gem's vocal abilities. She is easily one of the best singers active in Chinese music right now, and I've played her on this show so much that you are accustomed to hearing her songs and also hearing me just praise her talents a little bit, perhaps a little bit too much, but what can I say? Everybody loves a person who just really knows how to sing and really delivers on the emotion of songs. So I'm going to leave you with that, and then we're going to go into the next track, and it's by Jung Eun-ji, who is of course the main vocalist of South Korean girl group A-Pink. Now, throughout her career with A-Pink, in the time that she's been active, she has done a few solos here and there, a few OSTs, official soundtracks for dramas that she starred in. And she is known actually for having quite a groove for trot music, which is of course the oldest form of Korean pop music. And I'm talking maybe about 30, 40 years ago, trot music was the big thing in South Korea. So she had kind of a feel for that. But she finally gets an official solo release, a brand new EP called Dream, with the lead single Hopefully Sky, or Haneul Baragi in Korean. Now, I'm not terribly sure if Hopefully Sky is the exact translation of that, but it is sort of reflective of what she's trying to convey with this song. It's very reminiscent, and she references her childhood, growing up how she did in the city of Busan, which is in the southern part of South Korea, and she even references her family, her father. And it's a very pleasant track, but it's also a fairly standard track. It's great instrumentals, but it is a little bit cookie cutter. But it really helps drive the song forward. It's very fitting with her vocal tones. She is a very accomplished vocalist. She has very sort of a very warm feel whenever she sings. And the track features veteran Korean singer-songwriter Harim, and he is contributing some of the instrumentation, namely the harmonica that you can hear in the background, or perhaps it is the melodica. Whatever it is, it creates that sort of very distinct sound. It's very hard to miss. So we're going to check that out now, and that's coming up next, Jung Eun-ji with Hopefully Sky.
알 수 있을까? 가장 큰 별이 보이는 우리 동네, 따뜻한 햇살 꽃이 피는 봄에 그댈 위로해요, 그댈 사랑해요, 그대만의 노래로.
That was Jung Eun-ji of A-Pink with a very sweet song called Hopefully Sky off her latest and newest and her first solo EP, Dream. Now she, of course, as mentioned, she has a very, very lovely tone whenever she sings. And she carries the song so well. It's almost the it's the quintessential heralding of spring sort of song. And it works. It works for her. And she really kind of suits that concept. But with that in mind, she, within just addressing her vocal abilities, she actually has a lot of flexibility with her voice. And hopefully in the future, we get to see more of her tackling different genres of music. So that will actually take us into the next track, which is the last track of the day. And of course, that... Wow. I guess... Here's the thing, though. Like, I've been doing this show for almost 2 years at this point, and within a couple of weeks, it will actually be Asian Wave 101's second anniversary, a whole 2 years on the air. And it's just crazy to me how time flies. But I'm saying this now because I actually won't be here when the second anniversary comes up for Asian Wave 101, because unfortunately, I do have to be absent for a couple of weeks, well, considerably more than a couple of weeks. I have to be gone for an entire 4 weeks, so the next time that I speak to you via the platform of Asian Wave 101, it will be late May, and that's somewhat upsetting to me because I've been doing this every single week whenever I can, and it's just, it's quite insane, but joining me now is actually, it's Ashley Park.
Hi
of
there.
The Arts Report.
What? Steve? Steve, what?
I know.
I'm shocked.
Yeah, but duty calls, though. That's on, mm-hmm. that's That's what I'm really trying to get at. Because for those of you who know me, who've been keeping up with the show for a while, I was at UBC. I finished my undergrad here in May of last year. So it's almost been a year since I've been out of UBC. But I haven't stopped school completely yet. I've been at a different institution. I've been studying broadcast journalism, which explains why my voice seems to get more dulcet every single day.
Hey, but no one's complaining.
I hope not. But that's what actually is going to be keeping me absent for the next month, essentially, because we are launching into a practicum at my school, and unfortunately they've scheduled me for shifts which overlap with Asian Wave 101. So I will be gone until May 25th, actually. So I should say that's more than a month.
I know.
So
where would people hear dulcet tones now?
Well,
wait,
you can
always do that at CITR.ca, and they can just search up your show, Asian Wave 101.
Yes, they can. Listen to Ashley, everybody. She knows what she's talking about.
It has all your shows on podcast, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
Great. My favorite show is the one you did 2 weeks ago. Amazing.
They're just launching the sale, inner saleswoman right there. Thank you, Ashley.
All right.
But actually, that's it's a good thing that you're here, because I do want to say, you may have caught this earlier, but Asian Wave 101's 2-year anniversary is coming up very soon.
Yep, I heard it. I rushed into studio. I was like, congratulations.
Yay. Yeah. So for those of you who have stuck with me for this long, thank you so much for all your support. It really does mean the world to me. And for those of you who come on and are thinking right now, who is this guy, and why is he still on the radio? Well, I'm so sorry, but you can't stop me, I guess. But Ashley, you're hosting the Arts Report, which is coming right up next.
Yep, right up with my good old friend Christine Kim.
So what have you got lined up for the listeners this week?
Well, I don't want to spoil it, because we always like to say it in the beginning of our show, but we have some really cool stuff happening here locally at UBC and also in Vancouver that's actually going to be starting tomorrow and also next week. One of them involves, for UBC, the POV Film Festival. And I won't tell you what POV stands for. It's not what you think it is. But stay tuned.
So stay tuned for Arts Report. That's coming up at 5 p.m. right after Asian Wave 101. So that will take us into the last track for this week and for a very long while until I see you again. It's by my favorite, or at least one of my favorite, artists of all time, Khalil Fong, and his song BB88, or as we say it in Mandarin, BB Ba Ba. Now, there's a very fun little meaning behind that title. And let me ask you something right now, Ashley. What do you know about, like, that internet shorthand, like that sort of instant messaging language that we use? What does BB mean in that regard?
Baby?
Yeah, there we go.
And also, it's the droid from Star Trek, BB-8.
BB-8, that is true. Yeah. But also,
Star Wars. Why did I say Star Trek? My God.
I missed that, too. Thank you for pointing that out and catching that.
Oh, God.
Or that would have made us both look so bad.
I know. Take away my nerd, card. Anyways, go ahead.
Yeah, but 88 is something that we use in Mandarin. And we say, because in Mandarin, it's pronounced Baba, and it actually sounds very similar to bye-bye.
Oh.
So when he's saying BB, Baba, he's saying baby, bye-bye. So even though this is a very upbeat, jazzy, funky, sort of happy tune, it's a breakup song.
Oh, wow.
And he's talking about how this lady just doesn't seem to get him. She seems to get mad at him for no good reason. And then in the end, he said, you know what? I had enough of you. So BB, Baba, I'm out.
Short and snappy.
Short and snappy, just like that. So again, just want to reiterate, thank you guys so much for your support over this past 2 years for Asian Wave 101, for sticking with me for this long. It really does mean a whole lot to me. I started this completely on a whim, and to see like how it's become now, like I've received emails not only for requests and different things to the Asian Wave 101 Gmail, but also just listeners reaching out to me and telling me how much that they listen to the show and that they enjoy it. And honestly, like, those things just really just make my day. Absolutely. Nothing else compares to that.
Aww,
but
man.
So thank you again. Thank you guys so much. So again, if you have any requests for me at all, send it to that Gmail, asianwave101@gmail.com. If you have any thoughts on this week's news, don't hesitate to send it my way, asianwave101@gmail.com. Again, the weekly arts report is up next. Thank you, Ashley, for dropping by.
And thank you so much for all the work that you've done for the show.
Really?
No. Really.
Well, no, thank you for saying that. The support, again, CITR is just an amazing community. Of course, like the support of everybody here just means so much to me. The listeners, my family, my friends, my colleagues in the station here, and also at where I'm going to school. Thank you all so much for so much love and support. Damn, I'm just in such a thankful mood today. Thank you, because 2 years, the 2 year anniversary is coming up. But unfortunately, when it actually happens, I'm not actually going to be here. So the
spirit is always there,
I suppose. Anyway, thank you guys so much for tuning in. I'm your host Steve Zhang for Asian Wave 101 for CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver from the UBC campus on unceded Musqueam territory. We got Khalil Fong to play us out, and I will talk to you again in a month. Don't miss me too much, but I'm going to miss all of you. Take care, everyone.
Welcome to the Arts Report on CITR 101.9 FM. Today is April the 20th, and it is currently 5:05 p.m. My name is Christine.
And I'm Ashley.
I'm Jake. Howdy.
We All three of us are your show hosts for this afternoon, and we are broadcasting to you live from the University of British Columbia, Vancouver campus from unceded Musqueam territory. Today, the Arts Report has very big news for you. This is actually going to be the Arts Report's second to last show before a 4-month-long summer break.
Sorry about it.
I know this may come as a shock and a sad thought to some of you, but Ashley and I assure you that we will be back in the fall.
Lots of arts-related content, jam-packed hours, so much stuff happening.
Occasional stuttering digressions from me.
Occasional stuttering digressions.
So you'll all hear us back in the fall, same place, same time, Wednesday, 5 p.m. From the CITR radio station. And even though we are on summer break, our social media feeds will still continue to be updated with new arts and culture events, reviews, and more. So do follow us on Facebook and Twitter to keep up to date with us throughout the summer. Our Facebook is The Arts Report on CITR 101.9 FM. Our Twitter handle is at CITR_ArtsReport. Moving on. To what we have for today's show, we're going to be talking about three specific events that our arts reporters have gone